Classes are starting again at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and from every indication, there will again be a record enrollment. I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Applications by new students are up substantially. In the spring, new student applications were running 40% ahead of the previous year. During the summer, the rate has slowed slightly, but 30% more new students have been accepted for the fall semester. This dramatic enrollment increase is not without its problems, according to Andrew Morell, Director of Admissions and Records.
We are expecting an increase in the number of students who will enroll at UAF. Some indications have been that we could go over the 5,000 figure. However, we do have the limitations of full housing for those students who need to live in a dormitory and an increase in fees. And just the general information that's been circulated that the university is going to be full could keep some students away. On the other hand, it could work the other way and attract students when they hear that everybody's going up to the U of A, so I might as well go too, so we could see some increase based on that philosophy.
The actual numbers won't be known until registration is over September 9th. Even so, the university is full. The main registration days are Tuesday, August 31st, and Wednesday, September 1st. Because of their numbers, even these students who are registering on those days will find some classes already at capacity.
There are classes very near to being full already because of the pre-registration that we had in the spring semester. We had 1,100 students pre-register for the fall, and we have probably close to 10 classes that are either closed or within one or two students of closing. We have a number of other classes that will fill very quickly once the students start going into the course card area.
The main registration is divided into two sections. The first part is reserved for regular students, with the second portion set aside for part-time or express students.
For regular students who have been admitted to the university, they'll be picking up registration materials on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. The actual course card selection or course selection and fee payment portions of registration will be on Tuesday and Wednesday, and all the students will be assigned a particular time to go into the course card area. So anyone who has already been admitted to the university should be on campus, I would say, early on the morning of the 30th of August, get the registration packets, make appointments to see their advisors, and get all of those steps out of the way so that they'll be ready to go into the course card area when their time comes. Special students, and these are the people who are not working on a degree with the university and who have not filed credentials with us, will register on Wednesday, September 1, between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. in Wood Center. And these people may come to the registration area armed only with proof of residency. They aren't required to provide educational records. However, they are limited to enrollment in no more than 6 credits.
For the first time, express students will be required to prove Alaskan residence. Previously, non-residents taking less than 6 hours were not required to pay an out-of-state tuition. Now, due to a decision by the Board of Regents in June, in-state tuition is $25 a credit hour or $75 for a 3-hour undergraduate course. For a non-resident, the fees are $65 per credit hour or $195 for a 3-hour undergraduate course. Graduate-level courses are $50 an hour for Alaskans and $100 an hour for non-residents. There are several ways of proving residence, according to Trimarello.
The residency policy generally calls that a student must be in the state for 12 months prior to the date of registration. We will ask students to bring verification of that 12-month residency with them to registration if they have not already had residency established with the university. The kinds of things that they can use to prove residency are if they're employed in the area, a statement from their employer that they have been in the area for 12 months. If they have photocopies of checks that have been made to local merchants, they can bring us photocopies of checks covering a period of maybe one a month for 12 months. They can bring copies of rent receipts as long as it shows that the name and address of where the house is located. They can bring educational records.
Military personnel are exempt from out-of-state tuition. For additional information concerning registration and the new fee schedule, call the Office of Admissions and Records at 474-7521 during regular business hours. Andrew Morello is the Director of Admissions and Records at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. Sunday night, the popular movie, Spirit of the Wind, will be shown in the concert hall at 7. Admission is $2. Every day next week, the ACT test will be given for students needing to take it. For additional information, contact the Admissions and Records Office at 474-7521. Tuesday and Wednesday are registration days. Also on both days, an ASUA-sponsored book exchange will be held in the Wood Center from noon to 4 p.m. Thursday is the first day of classes for the semester. The Friday night movies are For Your Eyes Only and Moonraker at 6:40 p.m. in the concert hall. The midnight movie, which will be shown at 11 p.m. in the concert hall, is The Last Detail. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.